Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes or where we're looking at Erevin 97 talking about hands. The Gemara talks about how a son is in a field, a baby is in a field. The Gemara asks, what is his son? What is the person's son doing out there in a field? The notes point out, what unavoidable circumstances led to the child's being in the field on the Shabbos? For if the child's predicament was in any way caused by the parent's negligence, the Tana would not have granted the extraordinary leniency of allowing the child to be carried in the Rishus HaRabim by means of passing from hand to hand. The Ritva point out. So as taught in the Yeshiva of Menashe, the Mishnah speaks of a case where his mother gave birth to him in the field, and it is difficult for the newborn to remain outdoors until the conclusion of the Shabbos. So the Gemara then asks, what's the significance of the added expression, even if they are 100? What does that come to mean? What does it come to teach? These words come to teach that although it is hard on the infant to be passed from hand to hand, nevertheless this procedure is preferable because it substantially reduces the likelihood of anyone desecrating the Shabbos. Meaning that to that adopted by the Tana Kama in the case that's filled above, which required one person to walk less than four amos at a time, Rav Shimon feared that if this method were permitted, one might inadvertently violate the Shabbos law. Hence, he eschewed the Tana Kama's method here, even at the cost of discomforting the infant, passing it from hand to hand so as not to desecrate the Shabbos. But the idea to focus on here is the idea of handling something very fragile, handling something very precious, handling something very important. And that for us is to think of how we are constantly in the hands of Hashem. Hashem literally forms us. Hashem literally creates us and fashions us in the womb of the mother from the DNA of the parents and from the Hashem being involved. There's three partners in the creation of a man, the Gemara, in the creation of a person, the Gemara talks about Hashem and the two parents. And of course, Hashem puts all aspects into existence, but Hashem fashions us, Hashem creates us, and Hashem holds us and cares for us every single day. Not just creating us, but constantly sustaining us every single day, intimately being involved in our lives in Hashgacha process. We are literally in His hands. We talk about on the prayers of Yom Kippur how we are in the hands of the molder. Hashem is the molder. He molded us and He takes care of us, and we hope that He is always intimately involved in our lives, but we hope that we can see that He's always involved in our lives, that it's always for the best. We should realize that we are constantly in the hands of Hashem. Just as the Gemara talks about the child being handed over hand to hand to hand, we should realize that we are literally handed over to Hashem. Hashem created us, Hashem sustains us, and Hashem cares for us. We're literally in His hands. Realize Hashem always takes care of us and doesn't ask for anything in return, just to follow the mitzvahs and the Torah and do chesed, and realize that we're in His hands. We're constantly being cared for Hashem, carried by Hashem, everything taken care of and given to us by Hashem, and we should be appreciative of that, have a karsa tov to that, and try our best to live with the Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed every day as cared for by the hands of Hashem. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 98 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.